This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, in the interest of DJZ, a minor child under 17 years of age, Missouri Department of Social Services, Children's Division, and Crawford County Juvenile Office, petitioners respondent v. DZ, respondent appellant, decided July 29, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in division in the interest of DJZ, a minor child under 17 years of age, Missouri Department of Social Services, Children's Division, and Crawford County Juvenile Office, petitioner's respondent, v. No. SD38618, DZ, filed July 29, 2025, respondent appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Crawford County. Honorable Scott J. Shrum, Special Judge affirmed DZ, father, appeals the judgment of the trial court terminating his parental rights to his son, DJZ, child. The trial court terminated father's parental rights on grounds of abuse and neglect based on the following conditions or acts of father. 1. A mental condition rendering father unable to provide necessary care for child. 2. Severe or recurrent acts of physical abuse. And 3. Repeated or continuous failures, in that father has either caused physical injury to two child or failed to protect child from abuse by mother. See PRS 211, 47.5, number 2. 1. The trial court also found that termination of parental rights, TPR, was in child's best interest. See PRS 211, 447.7. Father raises 7 points on appeal. 1 related to the denial of his motion to reopen evidence, point Y. 2 related to the alleged failure of the Children's Division, CD, to provide him a copy of the social study report, social study, points 2 and 3. 3 related to the findings that father committed abuse and neglect, points verdicts. And 1 related to the finding that TPR was in the child's best interest, point 7. Finding no error, we affirm, factual and procedural history. On August 12th, 2021, father and his wife, NZ, mother, took child to Missouri Baptist Hospital in Sullivan, Missouri. Father told medical staff that he accidentally dropped child while burping him. Medical staff found child with multiple injuries, including 1. Fractures of the femur, ulna, humerus, and ribs. 2. A liver laceration. 3. Bruising of the penis. 4. A swollen and tender leg. And 5. Bilateral subconjunctival hemorrhages, or bleeding in the white parts of both eyes. S. Several different areas of older healing fractures were also found. Child was transferred to St. Louis Children's Hospital. There, child was examined by Dr. Adrian Atsemis, a child abuse pediatrician. Dr. Atsemis's ultimate diagnosis was child abuse, battered child syndrome. Dr. Atsemis reviewed records of an earlier hospital visit that took place around July 4th, 2021, when child was about 2 months old. X-rays taken at that time revealed even earlier bone fractures. Dr. Atsemis determined child was not at risk for metabolic bone disease. Genetic testing did not reveal any genetic condition, including brittle bone disease, that would explain the fractures. 1. Unless otherwise indicated, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016, as amended through March 25, 2024, the date of the trial. 3. On March 25, 2024, a TPR hearing was held as to both father and mother. There, Dr. Atsemis testified that all of child's fractures could not have come from a single event, as stated by father, that the majority of child's injuries had evidence of healing, indicating time had passed between fractures, that child did not have a genetic condition, such as metabolic bone disease, that could otherwise explain child's injuries, that child's injuries, consistent with non-accidental, eye-inflicted trauma, were the result of abuse, and that father and mother had primary care and control of child prior to his arrival at the hospital. Whitney Boyer, child's case manager at CD, testified that child entered the custody of CD on August 22, 2021, that, at the time of trial, child had been in CD's custody for 31 months, during which time child did not sustain additional fractures or injuries, that following a psychosexual evaluation, father was recommended sex offense-specific treatment, that while father completed recommendations under the social study, it was in child's best interest that father's parental rights be terminated, and that father caused or failed to protect child from child's injuries. Father, who was represented by counsel, did not testify or offer evidence at the TPR hearing. However, all documents in father's underlying criminal case in which he was charged with abuse and neglect of a child, per 568.060, and endangering the welfare of a child, per 568.045, as well as his testimony at his adjudication hearing, was entered into evidence without objection. 2. Also entered into evidence was a copy of the social S2D, which had been filed with the trial C,